75 degrees in Rhinelander at 106. With WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer. Water was over the road this morning on a portion of Highway 64 in Langlade County, but the water had dropped at a Lincoln County Bridge construction site. The Department of Transportation detoured traffic along the East-West Road Sunday and today after heavy rains caused flooding. DOT spokesperson Tegan Griffith said the department closed the highway between Lincoln County W and Langlade County H due to high water levels at the Pine Creek Bridge reconstruction project and a stream in Langlade County.
Specifically for the Pine Creek Bridge replacement project just outside of Merrill, water levels have dropped significantly, and crews placed riprap at the temporary structure over the Pine Creek Bridge this morning.
An engineer is on site checking the safety of the roadway and bridge. Griffith updates the Langlade County portion of the closure.
Between Shady Road and Black Brook Bridge in the town of Ackley, just west of Anago. Again, we do have staff on site at that location as well. You want the water to recede well below the surface of the road, obviously for safety reasons, and we don't want a saturated surface for traffic to travel on before we open it.
County highway departments have set up detours along the closed stretch of Highway 64. Heavy rains over the weekend swelled rivers and creeks across north-central Wisconsin. Parts of Oneida and Vilas counties picked up 8 inches of rain. The National Guard is coming to Vilas County next week for another round of COVID-19 testing. Ken Kral has more.
Health Department Assistant Director Tammy Boers says the Wisconsin National Guard will be on site Tuesday, August 4th at the St. Germain Elementary School from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. or until tests last. The testing is hosted by the Health Department, Sheriff's Department, and Emergency Management. She says the testing is for people experiencing some of the basic COVID-19 symptoms, like fever and shortness of breath. Boers says the National Guard has some requirements to follow.
Then we also ask that the people live or work in Wisconsin, because it is being hosted by our Wisconsin National Guard. And if someone does get tested, they are expected to self-isolate, so they need to stay home until they get their test results back.
Last week, the Vilas County Public Health Committee received an update from County Nurse Laura Drager on the COVID-19 testing cases in Vilas County. Drager says as of July 23rd, there have been 2,318 tested, 2,208 negative, 19 positive, 43 pending. She says of those testing positive, 11 have recovered, 2 were hospitalized, and then only for a few days. More information on the testing is on the Vilas County Health Department website or Facebook page. We have a longer report from Ken Anderson in Eagle River as well on our webpage, WXPR.org. Ken Kral, WXPR News.
Canadian National Railroad confirmed to WXPR last week that it intends to divest from hundreds of miles of track in northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula. When asked to confirm rumors of the action, CN issued a statement saying it was taking the first step in the process to find another party interested in buying segments in northern Wisconsin and the UP. Not all lines the company uses here would be sold, according to a map obtained by WXPR. In total, it's looking to divest of more than 450 miles of track over 13 different segments in the region. The company's statement says Wisconsin remains a core to Canadian National, but it wants to leave lines that are underutilized. The statement said those lines would still remain connected to CN after a new owner comes forward. Among the sections of track to be divested are from Ladysmith through Rhinelander to Goodman, from Bradley through Tomahawk to Wausau, Prentice through Park Falls to Ashland, and in the UP, a line from White Pine to Marengo would be sold, as well as a line at Munising. We have a statement and the map at WXPR.org. The chair of a task force on rural broadband access says getting a handle on who does and doesn't have access to fast internet is something that needs to happen right away. 2 weeks ago, Governor Evers created the task force to advise his office and the legislature about getting affordable broadband to all. Brittany Beyer is the executive director of Grow North Regional Economic Development, serving several northeastern Wisconsin counties. Grow North is a partner with Wisconsin Economic Development. She's also a member of the State Blue Ribbon Commission on Rural Prosperity. Beyer says some issues are clear.
Quite clearly, connectivity is an issue in our rural communities, but also in our very urban dense communities, and the price of broadband connection can be prohibitive for some of the families.
22% of state residents living in rural areas don't have high-speed internet. Beyer says the task force will need to dig deep into current information to figure out just where things are right off the top.
A lot of what I'm planning to do outside of the committee meetings is making sure that I'm hearing from practitioners inside the field, in communities, from other states about what's working, other groups that have been really studying broadband.
Beyer says she wants the process to be open and to communicate along the way. Eaver says the COVID-19 outbreak has shown a need to prioritize broadband statewide. In your forecast for this afternoon, we're on a way to a 77-degree high with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 54. Sunny skies tomorrow, 76 degrees. Sunny again on Wednesday with a high near 76. And a reminder that it's the first weekday of our summer pledge drive. Call with your pledge of support to WXPR if the news and music you hear every day are important to you. And thanks to five generous donors, every pledge will be matched dollar for dollar up to $25,000. You have an opportunity to double your impact right now by calling WXPR at 715-362-6000 or by going online at WXPR.org. Once again, 715-362-6000. Music is on the way next this afternoon for you. Then after that, it's All Things Considered coming up at 4 o'clock. This is WXPR News.